The most recent national figures show 40% of public school students are either African American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American, but 90% of the teachers are white. A spokesperson for the National Collaborative on Diversity in the Teaching Force says that needs to change if schools want to boost the achievement of minority students. Maureen Evans says increasing diversity in the teaching staff leads to greater success for students of color.
Things like improved attendance, decreased suspension rates, more folks coming to PTA meetings at the school, lower dropout rates, all of those things we think are incredibly important.
22-year-old Chris Carr of Beloit is a UW-Madison senior studying to become a teacher. He describes himself as half African American and half Caucasian. He says both black and Hispanic students identify with him as a role model in the classroom.
The students have so many questions about, you know, how can I go to college and, what can I do with my life? And I think that sometimes they don't feel comfortable in a system where they see all the authority figures as white and not being able to relate to them.
Recent studies show minority teachers often demand more of students of color and their achievement improves. Wisconsin is among several states that offer incentives for minority teachers. There are high school internships for students of color studying to be teachers, and at the college level, loan forgiveness programs for minority students once they become teachers. But the African-American president of the state's largest teachers union, Stan Johnson, says not enough students are participating.
You can have all the schools of education, you can have the grants, but if people are not in the program to enjoy the grant or the loan forgiveness, that's where the problem is.
The union is part of the national coalition pushing to make cultural diversity in the classroom a priority. Kiel Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.